USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she's instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. When it comes to a lengthy impeachment trial in the Senate, Susan Crabtree with Real Clear Politics reminds everyone.
Timing is really concerning for both Republicans and Democrats, a little bit more burdensome for Democrats. She has said that she can walk and chew gum at the same time, but she has several Democratic senators running for president, as you know, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, and they're in the fight of their lives.
President Trump says he's closely following the protests in Iran. The president tweeted his support to the long-suffering people of Iran on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
A series of storms sweeping across the southern United States is being blamed for at least 7 deaths in 3 states. The National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama says 3 people were killed after a tornado touched down in Pickens County. This Louisiana man describes the damage he witnessed.
Trees on houses, on the roads. We've had 3 or 4 homes, mobile homes that were tore up.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is back on the campaign trail after visiting Los Angeles for a few days. The Democratic presidential candidate was formally endorsed by L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. Biden says he talked to the mayor about some of the important issues going on in America's second largest city.
The gigantic changes that need to be take place in dealing with mental health. We've talked a lot about housing and affordable housing, but also guaranteed housing for people with facilities getting off the street.
California's primary is in March, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control has an update on the flu season, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
This season's flu continues to hit children and young adults particularly hard, with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting there have been twice as many pediatric flu deaths than the same time last year. What's more, a second strain of the virus that more commonly infects younger people is becoming more widespread. Experts say this year's flu could end up being less severe overall based on 2 indicators, hospitalizations and deaths. That's because this season's virus strains are hitting younger, healthier people. This past week, the CDC received 5 new reports of children who died from the flu, bringing the number of pediatric flu deaths to 32 so far this season. The agency estimates that 9.7 million people have had the flu this season, with 4,800 deaths reported so far. 49 states, plus Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories, are reporting either regional or widespread flu activity. Hawaii is the sole exception.
The FAA is considering a $5 million fine against Boeing for defective parts on the troubled 737 MAX. The aviation regulator accuses Boeing of failing to prevent the installation of parts that didn't meet safety standards. The 737 MAX has been grounded since last March following 2 deadly crashes. There's no timeline on when the plane could start flying again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.